be.
The Outdoor Pen Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Was my mic clipped off there at the beginning?
No, sir.
Was it on?
It's on.
I know it's on now, but did they hear me say, hey, good morning, everybody?
Yeah, they did.
Are you sure?
I mean, I must admit, I'm tired, but I'm not that tired.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk to Charlie. He's been waiting a while to talk here in Glen Burnie. Morning, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm good.
I live in Northern Glen Burnie, and I have deer living in the woods behind my house.
I'm shocked.
Should I encourage them by feeding them?
No. They're doing just fine. I don't encourage anybody to feed any wildlife at any time. Now, the exception is, if you have a piece of private property and you want to supplement your deer food to attract the deer to hunt them, that's one thing. But if you're not hunting if you're not in a situation where the deer have access to wild food and you're supplementing their diet with food to attract them to a certain location at a certain time, don't do it. I just read a story of a young bear that was put down in, I want to say California, maybe some one of the western states, that had become habituated to humans. You know, it had been frequenting this area, and people were feeding it, and they put up warning signs, and they captured the bear, and they took it away, and then people kept feeding it to bring it back to the spot, and they captured the bear again and put it down because it's dangerous. Now, so what you would do if you're feeding deer, a couple of things could happen. You could be feeding them the wrong thing. Number one, because people put out corn and things like that. Corn's not necessarily good for a deer on a year-round diet. Their digestive system, they're ungulates, so their digestive system is not used to grains on an ongoing basis, okay, without other supplemental food. But what you're also doing is you're attracting more deer to the area, which could lead to deer crossing the highway, which could lead to deer being habituated to human activity and so forth. So my suggestion for anybody that has any wildlife, leave it alone, including squirrels.
Oh, thank you. Because I think about buying a salt lick to put out there.
Oh, salt lick, please do. Please put a salt lick out. Okay? That's nutrient. That's not food. That is minerals. And they would welcome that.
Okay, well, that's the only thing I think we were just putting out a block.
Yeah, put a salt block out there. That's all you need. They'll come to the area. They'll dig. They'll lick the salt block. It'll go down to nothing. They'll dig a hole in the ground to try and get the salt out of the soil and so forth. And feel free to put a salt block out. Supplemental food. Don't do it because just salt is not necessarily good. If you get one of the nutritional blocks and the mineral blocks at your local feed store, those are good because it aids antler growth in the males and it helps with milk production in the females to help feed the fawns.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You got it, Charlie. Thanks for the question. I sure appreciate it. Most people want to keep deer out of their yards, you know. Have a nice day. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Still didn't get an answer to the question I asked about how many pounds of crab meat's in a bushel. Picked crab meat. Okay? Don't know. Don't know. Who has... Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let's see. Got an email here from... I mean, a text from Chuck. He's up in Elk County, Pennsylvania. The Clarion River's flooding. I'm sure the Susquehanna's flooding. I'm sure the Juniata's flooding. And all the rivers in Pennsylvania feed into what? The Susquehanna. Well, the ones on the eastern side of the state do. All those big rivers up there do. No question. Now, on the other side of the state, on the west side of the state, you know, they feed into the Ohio, the Monongahela, and the Allegheny River. What's the Three Rivers Stadium? What are the three? Uh-oh. Suspicious activity, Chris? Huh? Hmm? Oh, he's suspicious enough. I don't doubt that you were drawn to the camera when he came in. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. Give us a call here. What would you like to talk about today? We talked about the dilemma on the Chesapeake forest lands. I don't need to review it. We talked about our Chesapeake Bay and what's a dead zone and why it's affecting the fishing right now. Why are all the boats concentrated at the Bay Bridge? Because that's where the fish are trapped. The dissolved oxygen on the bottom of the bay is non-existent. As we have these continued warm temperatures and water temperature approaches 80 degrees, we're a couple of degrees. When you hit 80, 82, 83, you're within a couple of degrees of killing fish outright. We don't need it. Let's talk to Tom in Reisterstown. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How you been?
I'm doing good. You?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Got the weekend off for once.
Well, that's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah.
No side work this weekend?
No side work. Totally off. Going to take a ride in a motorcycle since the weather's nice.
Oh, that sounds good.
I thought I heard it on your show that there's 4 pounds of crab meat in a bushel.
Correct. Three and a half to 4.5 pounds. You did hear it on my show.
Yeah, I thought it was somebody on your show or you told us.
Yep. Correct. So if a bushel of crabs is sold at the dock for $45, right? I mean, for 45 pounds, whatever is paid at the dock, and it's being harvested for crab meat, you're going to get average of 4 pounds of crab meat out of that 45 pounds of crabs.
That's what I thought I was told.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, look, when you pick them, you know, look at the pile of shells compared to the pile of meat.
Yeah.
Now with Sparky, that translates to 5 pounds a bushel because she soaks it in about a pound of butter.
Yeah, that's
good stuff.
I told her, why don't you just take a spoon and eat the butter?
No, that'd be no fun.
Yeah,
that'd be no fun.
Yeah. Well, say hi to Robin for me.
Hi, Robin.
She's talk to you later, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks. All right. See you, Tom. There he goes. Good guy. Good guy. Robin's worried. She's worried about suspicious activity. It's just Alan Summers coming in. You know, he's up next. He shows up, you know, an hour early, reads the paper, has breakfast. Our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It's a great explanation about Chesapeake forest lands on the Department of Natural Resources website. And I'll send you the link, and then you can go right to the hunting leases, proposed changes and comments welcome and that type of thing if you'd like. But there are a lot of people up in arms because a lot of people have leased properties on the Chesapeake Forest land. It's 238 parcels, 58,000 acres on the five lower counties. That's a lot of land being leased down there. So, here's Mike in Baltimore City with the Uber report for the day. Good morning there, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Alan? I got a new phrase for you. The deer are doing okay. They're not jumping on the roadway so much this week. But this week, I'm looking at the ofoxaflix.
The ofoxaflix. Well, that's because the young foxes... What was that? Was that you?
I don't even know.
Chris, was that you?
Yes, sir, it was.
Were you, what were you practicing back there? I mean, that was a little bit of a riff. What's going on?
I was about to say, I was just practicing my picking. I wanted to put some music underneath Mike's report.
Oh, you did. How's it working out?
I don't want to, I'm going a little crazy here, that's all. Fingers are going crazy.
Chris, it's all right.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
The ofoxalips, huh?
The foxcaplix.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out the phonetics on that one.
All right.
Man, I'm seeing them little guys getting splatterated. They are not doing it well.
Yeah, I know. That the nocturnal nature of the beast, and then we've got a lot of nocturnal folks out there in the country driving around in the dark for some reason. But the foxes are young and dumb. Okay.
Indeed.
So that's what's happening. The babies are out of the holes, and they're out foraging on their own, and they're not that smart about cars and traffic. Kind of like, you know, young squirrels are out of the nest right now, you know, and they're not too smart either. You know, they'll dash into traffic, and then they'll go back and forth and back and forth. Which way do I go? You know,
I do have a funny one if you want to go into the squirrel side of things.
Sure, go ahead.
I belong to a men's club that's really just like, you know, like family swim place, and down in Martins Airport. And there's some squirrels on staff there that have figured out that pretty much human food is the best thing ever. These are some of the biggest, fattest squirrels I've ever seen in my life. And one of the times we had a tote on top of one of the picnic tables, and I caught up with my wife. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, well, I don't have any cookies. I'm like, well, you brought some cookies. She goes, no, you don't understand. I don't have any cookies. The squirrel got in there. Grab some cookies. I said, you know what? You can have the rest of the bag. they literally jump in your tote and they'll start rifling through your stuff, realizing that all the yummies are in there.
Sounds like they learned a lesson from Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo. Oh, they're definitely well acclimated to eating people's stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
They're huge. I mean, I've never seen a squirrel that big in my life, and I'm not talking just fat, but they're big.
Where was this at?
It's a place called Wilson Point Men's Club.
Oh, okay. Right. Well,
Martins Airport.
I have a question. If you had a diet of maple leaf seeds, maybe some acorns in the fall, but in the springtime, let's say, you know, maybe some flower petals or chocolate chip cookies, on which diet would you have gained more weight?
Oh, definitely the chocolate chip cookies.
Well, there you go.
I think in this case, I think they were more preferential because it was Girl Scout cookies.
Well, the Samoas will do it to you. You got to watch.
Yeah,
and the mints, you know, the Thin Mints too.
That's the most popular cookie that the Girl Scouts sell, believe it or not. It's like 75% of the sales is the Girl Scout Thin Mints.
Really?
Huge.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. I'm a Samoa fan. I'm a Samoa fan. Keep that in mind.
I do have a tip for you. You know what you do with the broken Thin Mints?
No.
You put them on top of your ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds good. All right, Mike. appreciate the death toll report from you.
I'll have a good one now.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You remember when they used to have the chicken report? One of the Eastern Shore stations had the dead chicken report. People would call in with all the chicken trucks, and the chickens would fall off the trucks and get out of the pens, and people would call in and give the locations of the dead chickens on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
No, I haven't. I don't remember it, but my parents who live in... close to a processing plant,
yeah,
have seen people where the trucks come to a stop, some of the chickens fall off, and then people behind them have gotten out of their cars, gone over and gotten the chicken, hopped in the car and take off.
That's not a surprise. Free chicken. Free chicken. Who called?
gentleman is going to be sending you an email about a particular topic.
Oh, all right. I'll watch for it. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. I hope you told him that.
That's what I told him.
Yep. EllisOutdoors.com is the website that hosts this show. The Maryland Hunting Quarterly has its own website, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. And the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine has its own website as well, MDLovesCrabs.com. But all those are linked on Ellis Outdoors. If you just go EllisOutdoors.com, you'll find all that stuff, including podcasts of this show. The podcasts are uploaded probably every week. I haven't looked lately. Haven't looked at the website lately. Haven't fixed anything lately. It's pretty current, but not perfect. But it, you know, just a time management thing. I'm never good at managing my time, according to Chris. Oh, you ought to be here in the advent of texting, you know, with the phone. You should actually turn the phone off. But if you turn the phone off, then you wouldn't be entertained by our listeners that are and spouses that are texting and, you know, that type of thing. And, all the talk about crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Robin wants crabs.
Okay. So
I'm good
you're
with
be
that.
Making a stop on the way home.
No, not on the way home, but probably tomorrow. But
okay,
I'm fine with that. I like crabs. I love crabs. But she said I was going to guess 4 pounds
mm-hmm.
for the bushel.
Okay,
I think I heard that on your show before, but I was just hinting around. I want to get some crabs to, you know, pick all the crab meat out and weigh it. You know, it's hard to weigh it after it's eaten. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Good gravy. Let's see. There's a caller right there coming in. So, good.
Oh.
Excuse me. Okay. Is Herb ready to... Okay. Good morning, Herb. How are you? He said something, I think, probably obscene and then quit. Or he just dropped off. I figured you probably took care of it. Everybody heard music that's listening online. A couple of seconds, that means that Chris pressed the dump button, which knocks off 7 seconds of the show. Oh, there's Herb in Essex again. Let's see what happened. All right. Going to give him a second chance?
Yeah, he accidentally, he was going to take himself a Bluetooth, and he accidentally hit the wrong button, and as a result, the call dropped.
Oh.
But he's good. He's okay.
Hello, Herb.
Oh, my fault. I'm sorry.
You better be.
I really am. I listen to you guys all the time. I've never called in, but.
Well, I'm glad you did.
You were talking earlier, some guy was talking about the bay and about how, the oxygen in the water and everything else. It's a lot more to get into than on a regular radio show. But have you ever heard of a group called the Back River Restoration?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you ever went to their Facebook page? And
no, I haven't. No. Maybe I did at one time. That was years ago. I met those folks over at a fundraiser for Johnny Ray Solling over there a couple of years ago. And
yeah.
We talked about working together at one time, and basically, I did all the reaching out and didn't get much reaching back.
Oh. Well, there's been a lot of changes as far as the people in charge. I'll tell you what, the group that we have now, with we have the board we have and the people that are in charge, mm-hmm. Like our president and our executive director, Karen, she's fantastic, especially getting back with people.
Right.
But you really should check out the Facebook page. It's amazing. And people should look at it. Of all the things that we've
done. Oh, there's a lot being done on Back River. There's a tremendous amount being done over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's amazing how much trash and debris and stuff has been taken out of there. And there's booms down there by where the bridge is at, going down by East Point.
Yeah.
Going across Back River back there. It's amazing.
Yeah. But tell me, look, I've been all the way up Back River, as far as you can go without hitting landfill. What's happened to the landfill? Is it closed? Is it filled in? Is it emptied? Or is it still sitting there with the...
Which landfill do you mean? Do you mean all the way up in Herring Run? Or
yep.
Do you mean the one that was just before the Back River Water Treatment Plant?
Well, okay. One of those two. I'm not sure which one.
Well, if you went up, there was one up in Herring Run that...
Yeah, I mean it was a little narrow waterway we went up. Well, we were bow fishing with carp. And
yeah, it's great back in there. The water underneath of that the train bridge there is like 15, 20 feet deep in spots. It's
okay.
Really, really deep. There's a lot of carp and there's a lot of things. And a friend of mine who's a big bow hunter, fishing.
Yeah.
And he was just back in there, and he said he sent me some videos of it of all the. Snakeheads that are up there.
I didn't really?
There wasn't any snakeheads in
Snakeheads Back River, so. In Back River. Got it.
That's what I heard.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. So,
yeah.
Not at all. But, okay, so what happened to the landfill? Are they still both functioning?
It's closed down, and there was a lot of things in there that they're dredging out of there now, that they're pulling out of there now, that weren't supposed to be put in there back in the 60s and 70s and more than you want to get into over the radio, like I said. But
yeah,
the reason I was calling was I wanted to just put some attention to people to check out our Facebook page.
Okay, let me ask you a question on your Facebook page. This is a question I'm curious about. Do you ask for donations on your Facebook page?
I tell you the truth, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. We have a membership part page where you can join the Back River Restoration and become a member, and what that does is it gets you out, it gets you part of what we are, let you know what's going on.
What do you charge for membership?
I think it's $15.
And how many members do you have?
God, thousands. I really don't.
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands and thousands. I mean, we've grown so much you would not believe what all we've done. Well, like I said, the main reason I was calling was just to put people into. There are local groups. The only way the bay is going to be cleaned up is by local groups.
That's
and
true.
Everybody taking control of a river and having a group that's accountable for that river. And
no
you
question.
Have to get in. You have to get in with local politicians and stuff that back you, like Stallings and Grammer and Todd and all those guys. They're all very heavily invested in our group because they know we're not there for us, we're there
right.
for the river. That's our motto.
Right.
If you make it about something other than the river, it's time for you to take another position because we don't need you in charge.
Got it, Herb. Okay, buddy. Well, you've drawn attention to it. Back River, what is it? The Back River
Restoration.
Okay.
That's all they have to type in. If they type in their Facebook page, their search engine, just type in Back River Restoration, and our Facebook page will be one of the first things to come up.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. See what's being done on a local level to help the bay. So, we got a text from a listener. Whatever happened to the poaching reports where I would read the names? I like the question because here's the answer. And the wildlife officials hate to hear this answer. Okay? Up until this week, there hadn't been any reports of any violations on the Natural Resource Police page since October. And this week, the only one I saw was the fact that some seafood dealer in Montgomery County got caught selling sponge crabs. That's the answer to the question. In my opinion, and I've said it to the people in charge in person, eye to eye, they are derelict in their duty to the public to report these enforcement actions. And one particular listener cringes every time I say it, and I hope it's cringeworthy enough to get something done. But apparently, it's not. The face-to-face conversation took place in February. oh, well, we've got a new person in charge. And that person was gone like a week later. So February, March, April, May, June, 4 months and no report since October. It ain't happy. Let's talk to Stanley in Catonsville. Good morning, Stanley. How are you?
Very good. How are you making out?
I'm good, bud.
Yeah, I was wondering about the snakeheads. What they found, I think the snakehead's been in the bay about, 15 years now? When were they first discovered in the bay?
Well, they weren't discovered in the bay. They were discovered in a pond in Crofton, probably 2002.
Okay.
Something like that. And but they've been continually dumped in the Potomac River. And they've thrived in the Potomac River, and they've spread out since there. And then they've had some assistance by people who like catching them, who tend to do this same thing with blue catfish and flathead catfish. If they want to catch them closer to home and don't want to drive all the way to Mattawoman Creek or Susquehanna, they'll just take one, catch one or two or three, and then they'll just dump them in their local waterway. Now, with snakeheads, they can travel over land. They can travel, I mean, not far, but they can utilize any water source to get anywhere. Once they crossed the bay and began to inhabit the lower eastern shore with the ditches and so forth and the flood tides and all that, these fish have just spread everywhere. Now they're in the upper bay. Now they're in the Susquehanna. They're everywhere. They breed like 5 times a year, and they breed a lot. So there's not going to be any stopping them.
Some people say they're good eating.
They are delicious from what I understand. I have yet to catch one or eat one, but that's on the bucket list.
Then you haven't seen one crawling across the ground.
I have. I've seen videos. I've seen pictures. Yes. Primarily, it takes place on a tidal flow. Elliott Island Road, we hunt down there, and there was a photographer down there one day when it was flood tide, and he took pictures of one coming out of the marsh towards Savannah Lake and vice versa. So they were just kind of working their way across in a quarter inch of water.
Where is the dead zone exactly in the bay? You say the fish are being trapped. That's why we see all the boats by the Chesapeake Bay. Where exactly is this dead zone at located?
Well, the bulk of the upper bay is a dead zone right now.
Right, below the Bay Bridge, south of the Bay Bridge?
There are a couple hot spots, okay? I don't have the exact location for you, but, I've been working on the crab magazine. I've been looking at it. I've been talking to some biologists, and the reason the fish are all stacked up at the Bay Bridge is they're not going up any higher because there's no dissolved oxygen in the water.
Okay, very good. And one other question. When people fertilize their lawns and all of that.
Yeah.
Flowers are beautiful and all that, and people like nice lawns, but does that really have a bad effect?
Well, yeah, the nutrients that are, the nitrogen and the phosphorus in the fertilizers are what is getting washed into the bay, which causes these algae blooms.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Daly. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Got to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. You know who Chesapeake Outdoors is, don't you? Oh, yeah. They're the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. And if you're fishing at the Bay Bridge, they're the closest. That's right, on the Eastern Shore. They got everything you need for that kind of fishing, that's for sure. They've got the hooks and the bait and the frozen bait, the rods, the reels, the tackle, everything like that. That's right. By the way, they got 40% off all the trolling baits from spring. They got 20% off the Bradley Smokers. They got 20% off the Andy Trolling Rods. And all the Hoyt Bows are on clearance sale. So, I mean, there's always a sale going on. Just stop by. Tell them you heard about the sales on the radio. And let them tell you what's on sale. And you'll be glad you did. But if you're getting ready for bow season, Mission Crossbows like the Sub 1XR, the Matthews Compound Bows like the new Vertix, the Raven Crossbows, the R26 and R29, clearance sale on the Hoyt Bows, and all the custom arrows and everything else that goes with all that. among other different brands. So, Chesapeake Outdoors, located right across the Bay Bridge, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's on Dominion Road on Kent Island in Chester, Maryland, if you want to put that in. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. Stop by, tell them you heard about them on the radio, and you just wanted to get some bait for snakeheads.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Hey, Chris, who has the best donuts in the world?
Bay Country Bakery.
Who has cookies and breads and pastries and donuts and a big donut on the side of the building?
Bay Country Bakery.
Who has breakfast from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday?
Bay Country Bakery.
And if you want lunch from 11 till 2, where do you stop?
Bay Country Bakery.
And you look for the big donut on the side of the bakery that's got pink icing and sprinkles on it. Where is that again?
Bay Country Bakery.
And what's the website?
BayCountryBakery.com, I guess. BigDonut.com? I don't know. I just eat it. I don't go looking on the internet. I just go and eat.
I think people get the point. Next.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. I want to tell you about the Browning Firearms, okay? Hunting season's right around the corner. Dove season opens, you know, September 1st, and resident goose, same thing. So if there's some, you know, there's some bird stuff going on. Now, to practice for birds, you shoot sporting clays or trap or skeet. That's where the 725 Satori comes in. It is a great gun. It's an over and under. Comes in all different models for you. It's a 725 Satori, C-I-T-O-R-I. Go check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, if you're a hunting type and you like an autoloader shotgun, I'm going to give you two suggestions here. The Maxus, M-A-X-U-S, is an autoloader primarily for waterfowl. And then there's the A5, the autoloader. And I will have an A5 one of these days. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. It is the finest firearm on the planet. It's operated by kinematic drive is what they call it. It's not gas operated. And I think you will like that shotgun if you put one up to your shoulder or you have the opportunity to shoot one. For pump action guys, you want the Browning BPS. Browning Pump Shotgun, BPS. That's all I'm going to say about Clyde Sports Shop and Browning, except they are your full-line Browning dealer. They have everything you need in every model, and if they don't have it in stock, they can order it for you. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's and Browning.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
When the green of the corn stalk begins to turn brown, and when the time for the goldenrod bloom comes around, that's when I look to the hills, for I know soon I'll walk there again with my arrow and bow. When the fruit of the white oak is ready to fall, and when the hummingbird feels that old Mexico call, and when tears touch the cheeks of my sweetheart, she knows soon it's farewell to her man with the arrow and bow.
Enough! Can't take it.
The heart.
I'm already tired. I mean, I like the song, but man, pick it up a little, buddy.
I had all that in the first break, and I mean, in the first hour, and now it's just kind of starting to wind down a little bit. And you know that I think today's the first day of summer. I think.
Yeah.
So. This is the longest day of the year.
So why didn't you play something like Summertime and the Living is Easy?
I'll have to check to see if we've
even got
that.
Fish are jumping.
You've got a call.
Hi, Jay. Sorry to sing in your ear. How are
morning. You? Morning. I have a question. Last night I was watching one of those magazine-type shows. I think it was Inside Edition. And they claim because of all the wet weather we've had in the past year and a half, that snakes are proliferating.
I don't doubt it.
Anyway, that scared the heck out of me because I hate snakes, and if when I see them, I always, you know, my heart almost stops.
That's Sparky for you. Yep.
I was planning on going up. Have you heard of Penmore up in up near Waynesboro?
Yeah.
That they have the concerts on Sunday. I was planning on going up there tomorrow, but now I'm having second thoughts.
Why?
Because in the summer, I even have trepidation about walking out around through my yard. I just don't want to see a snake.
I understand it. Yeah. Well, you know.
Especially, you know, the copperheads, yeah. And the rattlesnakes.
Yeah, the abundance of copperheads in Maryland is, wouldn't say on the increase. I would say it's probably level, but you're seeing more of them, you know, just because of the conditions and that type of thing. But unless you've got real structure for copperheads like stone walls or wood piles or, you know, that kind of stuff that they like, you're not going to find them. You know,
yeah, I do have a wood pile.
Yeah, well, you know, be careful. That's all I got to say on that. Because why are they there? Because that's where the rodents hide. That's where the mice hide out and that type of thing. So, you know, and it's comfortable there.
Yeah, and up at Penmore, there's a lot of stones and big rocks sticking out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got it.
But does the rain, I mean, the dampness actually promote?
That That I can't tell you. I mean, you know, the, I mean, they, all these animals require water, but I don't know that the rain has anything to do with it. I have no idea.
They made it sound like, you know, like because of all the rain, the weeds and the trees and everything have really been growing faster. They made it sound like that that was helping more snakes to survive, I guess.
But if the weather's cool, they're going to be a little bit more lethargic. They're not
going to be... That's right. Well, I mean, they would be more active, you know, in warmer weather, no question about that. And we certainly had that in the last little while. But, you know, the cool days keep them, metabolism is based, they're cold-blooded.
Exactly.
So their metabolism is based on temperature. So, yeah. But I don't know about the abundance of rain increasing more snakes. I mean, I certainly wouldn't worry about it. You know what you can do, Jay?
What's that?
Carry a walking stick.
And what am I supposed to do with that? And,
well, if you see one, you can put that between you and the snake, or you can, you know, use a little swordsman's skill.
Yeah, when you go up to the woodpile or something, if you get close to a woodpile, just rattle it a couple times. It'll scare them. They're more scared of you than vice versa.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But they're also deaf. So snakes are deaf. They can't hear you. They can sense you.
Yeah, the vibration.
Yeah, so if you make knocking noises on the wood and that type of thing, you're going to, you know, just be aware, that's all. And if you got that fear that you have, you know, just be cautious out there. I'm personally not afraid of snakes.
And wear boots.
And wear boots. You can always wear boots. I mean, I don't care for them. I don't like water snakes. I think they're sneaky. Black snakes don't bother me. Copperheads, yeah, I'd avoid areas where copperheads are. I've only ever seen one or two rattlesnakes in the wild, one or two copperheads in the wild. But, you know, story of mine, and I probably told it before, I had a buddy from up in western Pennsylvania that used to fish Coon and Gordon Lakes out in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. Fished them all the time, wet-waded all the time. Coon and Gordon Lakes are the water source for Cumberland, Maryland, but they happen to be located in Pennsylvania, okay? One day, a buddy of his said, hey, you're out there wading in that stuff. Don't you know those copperheads out there? And he says, I'm not worried about those copperheads. He said, there aren't any copperheads. I see a lot of water snakes. He said, look carefully next time. Sure enough, they were copperheads. Never waded again after that. We saw a copperhead on the eastern shore 2 years ago when Robin and I went. We were fishing one of the creeks off of, I don't know, where we were, down in Dorchester County. And a copperhead comes swimming up along the lily pad, just as big as you please. And Robin went in a truck. So,
well, do you know where the Nares are?
Yeah.
And all, you know, all those rocky ledges they have up in there?
I do.
Well, my father grew up in that, in Cumberland, and he told the story. I don't know if he was telling me the truth, but he said he and his buddies used to go up there. They'd get one guy up above the ledge and with a big rock, and another guy would be down below, and they'd pull the snakes out from under those ledges with a stick, and when they got them out, the guy above would throw the rock down to kill them.
Nice. Well, I guess that was effective.
Anyway, they said then they tie them on a long, after they had spent the afternoon doing it, they tie them on a long pole and get on each end of the pole and carry them down through town. This is back in the early 20s.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Does that sound like a true story?
I don't know. I don't know. You never know. So, but, you know, they did things different back then.
Yep.
All right, Jay, appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, could you fix that? Sorry. You are right about that. Caller called and said if you smell cucumbers, you're in the area of a copperhead. You're absolutely right. I've heard that before. Cucumbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard of that. I thought that's really unusual.
No, it's true.
Okay.
It is absolutely true.
So if you're out in the middle of the woods and you smell cucumbers, look and run.
Or at your wood pile or on your stone wall.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, but I've heard of abundant copperheads this year. So, yeah, no question. As a matter of fact, I heard about it at Battery Warehouse out there in Eldersburg. Talk to Randy, the big guy out there. He'll tell you about it. So, all right. Well, I got to tell you one more time about Chesapeake Outdoors. They are located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. You know what they have. everything for crabbing, everything for fishing. All the live bait, frozen bait, the rods and reels and tackles. They've got the Bradley Smokers at 20% off, 40% off all the spring trolling baits, 20% off the Andy trolling rods, and other sales throughout the store. Clearance sale on all Hoyt bows. Clearance. And then if you want Matthews' new Vertex, they've got that. The Mission Sub 1 XR Mission Crossbow, they've got that. The Raven R26 and R29 Crossbow, they've got those as well. Anything and everything for crabbing, including the new Grundens boots, and extra tough boots if you want to look like a waterman. And wear the Grundens gear, the rain gear, and the, you know, the apparel and that type of thing. The Yeti coolers and the Costa sunglasses, for these hot and sunny days. You'll need that. Bubba blade knives for filleting and releasing those channel cats and striped bass you catch there at the Bay Bridge. It's Chesapeake Outdoors. They're open now. 410-604-2500. Chesapeake Outdoors.
Frontal system remains stalled out to our southwest through the weekend. High pressure passing over the Great Lakes and New England. And then that frontal system will kick north as a warm front on Monday. We're going to be looking at sunny skies, low 80s today. Clear tonight, overnight low at around 60. Sunshine for our Sunday, and we are headed up to 85. Chances for showers and storms later in the day for Monday. Monday's high close to 90 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. If you're going fishing, you're going crabbing, you need to go to Clyde's first. You can get the bait for anything from snakeheads to blue crabs. You get, you know, stackable topless crab traps. You can get a trot line. You can get the bait, the frozen bait for crabs, the chicken necks and the eels and all that stuff. You can get a steam pot. You can get the seasoning for crabbing. You can get the live or frozen bait for anything you're fishing for, including the black salty shiners for snakeheads. They love them. They love those live minnows, those live black salty. So make sure you get some of those. Also, they have rod and reel repair. If a big fish breaks your rod tip off, they can fix it. If it strips all your line, they can put new line on for you. They got a full gunsmithing shop as well, so don't wait till hunting season to get your gun fixed. Get in there now. Browning Firearms, rods and reels and tackle, all the ammo. You name it, Clyde's is your full-line sporting goods store, your full-line Browning dealer, and they're located, again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Say hi to Mike and Bill and Rich and Clyde and all those guys.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look pink. Shouted at it. Here got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious,
Great razor-toting woman. Lord, I'm mercy.
Sure. Oh. Wake him up in time for Alan Summers with Poke Salad and Elvis. Put our guys to sleep with him.
I'm catching my bow and arrow for a
while. Well, that was dealing with, you know, hunting season and so forth. Yeah, okay. I got your point.
Second hour, people are starting to, you know.
Oh, they listen for 2 hours. It's time to go back to nap.
And then I'm going to take my bow and arrow for a walk in the woods.
Well, I just, you know, by changing the music, it keeps them awake. I've had pretty upbeat stuff. Okay. You can't see it, everybody, but he's looking at me like I've got two heads.
It's all good. We're at the end.
Yeah.
We'll see you again next week, right? Here comes the music real soon. So anyway, keep your eye on the dead zones in the Chesapeake Bay. Keep your ears out about the Chesapeake Forest lands. I don't know if anybody else will report on it or not, but we'll see. And if any of those club presidents want to get in touch with me, I mean, we had one caller suggest who to get in touch with to hire to take care of the situation as best they can and at least give it maximum effort. Email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or call me. I think the phone number's on the website.